狼藉我，你知道，狼藉我家挺开心，可是呢，我你知道在哇，你让我家努力在，你弄老年那些的，年末节的年末节嘛，你比如说你在那这个嘞，电脑机，等于是他看你家姐，年末节嘛，你比如说那没些别，弄不熟，你这个，他在就，但是业主端修这当年可能许多人叫修业嘛嘞，叫抽业什么嘞，那奶奶呀，天都到到头月嘞，年末前几周把这个做头发头发了，把它接过去了。这年末前嘛，因为没些被忙不熟的，长期性的头发了，把它接过去了。这里头，天到了到到那个了的，明天可能不得，这到可能不行嘞，提前嘞，怕抽没事多啊，我也找不提前。
So I think I'm dealing with a sort of school and for different things, different topics, but dealing with the park. And of park, we talk about, we have been talking about the nature of the park, objects abandoned by the park, and we are on page 245. And about the objects abandoned by the park, last time we talked about under two categories, deluded.
What does it say here?
Afflicted. Hold on, please. Okay. Objects abandoned are called afflicted ignorance and non-afflictive ignorance. So, normally, from next school upwards, we'll talk about two objects to be abandoned. They are called obstructions to liberation and obstructions to omniscience. And this school and the school gone before do not subscribe or do not use the language as munitive and shaded, which is obstructions, a delusive obstruction and obstructions to omniscience. But in reality, the term they use called afflictive ignorance and a non-afflictive ignorance practically end up being the same.
That nyeti dan ranja se shongsen se wa ma tope ya nyeti dan ranja tewa che chung, tewa chung a da, tewa ring da, tewa chenpo se, tene ya, ya lam cho re.
According to the school, there are three vehicles called Sarvata vehicle, Pratagya Buddha vehicle, and Bodhisattva vehicles. Apart from that, they do not use the language used by Mahayana school. And they do not use the language such as Hinayana vehicle and Mahayana vehicle. They do not put into two categories. Am I precise? Okay. I'm only translating.
Tewa is in Kenyagor. Pardon? Tewa is in Kenyagor. Yinti is Tewa, Ranja is Tewa. And Shansi is Tewa. Tewa is some Kenyagor. Inai Tewa Chembo, Tewa Ndi.
So they do believe, and they do assert, and tekpa means yana. Yana? Tekpa means yana, yana means vehicle. They do believe, and they say there are two yanas. Sarvanga yana, okay, hearer's yana. And second is Pratigya Buddha yana, or solitary realizing. A solitary realizer, the yana or the vehicle, and the bodhisattva vehicle. But they do not put these three vehicles into two, called Hinayana and Mahayana.
Hmm.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
Why is as a Pabhyaka Buddha?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Why are they called Buddhas? I mean, it's solitary realizers. So
yeah, that's
Hinayana,
right. Okay,
so
yeah.
Wouldn't they just go to Nirvana, not to enlightenment?
Visualize the what? And Rangela, and it's because Pardegya Buddha is in the Rangela, the Ransangya, right? Ransangya is Karachan Sikwaras, and it's a Ganga Yungula, and it's a Kasa, the Tako member of the Net, and Sangya is in the Sangya Tank and the Togwaras.
Tell me, member say Chumaris.
Mata. The Kondal Ransangela, Rangaja Ransangela Boris.
Rami Tatu Tawa Tabain, Ransangela.
Buddha in the sense they have reached their destination. They have reached their fulcrum. They have reached their destination. For that matter, Geshe-la says you could have Shravaka Buddha. You know, Shravaka Buddha. Shravaka has also reached Nirvana. So that's the end point. And that, because they have reached the end point, they are called Buddha. And therefore, Bodhisattvas also called, you know, Bodhisattva on the tenth point, tenth ground, is called Buddha on the tenth ground.
And Sanje, the Kalagras, Ranjangi, Tevigan, Tevati Nekagan, Yemo Sanje, Shijigi Dua.
So what does the Sangya Buddha? The Sanskrit word is a Buddha, and the Tibetan word is a Sangya. So each practitioners of the three vehicles, upon reaching their final destination, they could be called a Buddha, because sang means cleared up, total clearance. That means development, full, consummate development. So, for a practitioner of any vehicle to reach their destination, they need to clear their mind off. They need to rid their mind of so many things, so something is clear. And when they have reached a sense of perfection in clearance, when nothing more is left, then they have cleared. Not only with that clearance, they are fully expanded. They are fully developed in the cognitive side, in the knowledge side. So they are called Sangya. So each of the three vehicles has things that need to overcome, clear, and qualities, cognitive qualities, they need to develop. So get.
Ransanje thing it means Lavyame in common. In a Ransanje, Sangje, the Via Jadding, the Kamu Jasadi, Teochimilu Shada Jagi are.
I have not heard, the first two schools using Pardekaya Buddha for Pardekaya Buddha. I have not heard Geshe-la says that the first two schools use the term solitary Buddha, solitary realizing Buddha for Pratigya Buddha. But it is a term used of Pratigya Buddha by Mahayana, from the Mahayana perspective.
Sanjayi Tanyena, Sajayi Jasadhi, Luthi, Dodhavachana, Manjigina, Sanjay Chigmato, Nejigi, Sanjay Shinese, Sanjay Dambuli, Sanjay Chigmato, Yamare Sigri.
So from the first, from the point of view of the first two school, there was ever only one Buddha, and that was the historical Buddha.
So,
of these two schools believe that practitioners of the three vehicles would reach the end point, which is Nirvana. Okay? And for the Bodhisattva vehicles, they reach the first ground, the second ground, the tenth, okay, up to the ninth, tenth ground. But they will never say Bodhisattvas become Buddha. Why? Because in a given time and space, only one Buddha is more than enough to work for the spiritual development of beings. And any other is surplus to requirement kind of attitude. So you don't need. Where one can do, why should you have more? And therefore they say, at a given time and space, there would always be just one Buddha.
So where do the arahats fit into that then?
Arahats are not Buddhas.
Well, but yeah, this seems to be all a matter of definition. So if you call Pratigya, I can never pronounce it.
Pratigya Buddha.
Yeah, those.
Yeah.
They call them Buddha. And they're solitary realizers. Shouldn't the arahats be also that? Or are there
Sharvagas,
are there heroes?
Yeah, Sharvaga Arhat, okay? Sharvaga Arhat, Pratigya Buddha Arhat. And, okay, Pratigya Buddha Arhat.
So that's an oxymoron,
a
Buddha
Arhat,
something like that.
Oxymoron. And anyway, what can you say?
Pratigya
Arhat. I don't know, it's just, I'm wondering about the use of the word Buddha in this particular, because it's Hinayana, you know, they strive for the solitary realizing.
That's what I said.
But
yeah.
So the arahat to me, it's a definition and it seems it's changing for each, from wherever you're looking at it, you know, if you agree.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Arahat is a pig. See, teaches in a color.
Dajum Barova. Dajum. Arahat Serva.
Arahat and Babaro. Arahat.
Ariya Pavarova. Arahat Dajumba. But this Pratigya Buddha. The Buddha, the word term, it just
means you first.
No, it's just a nominal term
for that vehicle.
Yeah, for the particular vehicle, it's just a nominal term.
시다랑 산지에서 야구와 되게 태워 챔비기로 갈 생각 산 란자 라점 받듯이라 미세게니 가 세손 진짜 봐요 그래 산지기 진 세손 노지가 세워시라 매
때 태킨베 태킨베 뭔 말 집은 내려와 태킨베
때마다니 그랑 산지에서 자다 나 자기 왜 진짜 그래 그 그런 게 란 산지기 란 나자 라점 비 공부터 봐라 세손 진짜 봐 터야겠다 툴 툴 미세게 아
So now the word particularly Buddha for the second vehicle, for the practitioner of the second vehicle is used by Mahayana for them. Okay? So why are practitioners of the second vehicle called particularly Buddha? From Mahayana perspective, these beings gather merits for 100 eons in order to reach their goal. And when they reach their goal, they don't rely on the teaching. They self-realize. And so, okay, not only that, because they get a merit for 100 eons, and when they do achieve their arahat state, the end point, they do look like a Buddha. They have a semblance of the 32 major marks. They call it a mini crown protrusion, and all these mini, they do have a semblance of the 32 physical major marks that a Buddha, an enlightened being, really has. And therefore, they are called Buddha for that reason too. So that's the Mahayana description of the people in the second vehicle. But as Geshe-la said, he says, they wouldn't describe themselves, or they wouldn't describe in this way. They would call Rangyel. Rangyel Dacho means self-realized arhat.
Soshi roja se di topa ta cheba, ten nyen tiyo gajamba noji ge tabi sinche mungu de dreni rongen inba che. Yena ya sinche ge tenshi ge di ngani sinche nba tenshi ge wala hachan tsegi wala koro. Ma tsegi za jami lichi nonjun goni pe sinche ge la chushi wala sobe teni tenshi ge wale.
Soshi gajamba?
Soshi gajamba.
No.
Soshi roja.
Delta
roja toni sinche nyongde.
Sinche ge
jom rogu ya mar, ku seri noji. 슈킹이 그런 게 슈지 뭐라고 하거든. 수시에 대해서 일단 얘기도 접근도 다만 또 얘기도 이제 대결할 때 아 취시에 봤더니 세계의 대시인데 저도 전에 때네.
그래서
전주 거는 배 대기업이 마음대로 좀 때네 세계 누구여로 맞아 취 마음이 봐봐. 손이 한 마음 그거 전주 거는 세계 뒤에 소 쏴서 해. 근데 지금이나 다시 뒤에 타니에 지금 온기 랑 산지에서 자기에서 해서
So, from the Mahayana use Particularly Buddha for the practitioners of the second vehicle, number one, they get the merits for 100 eons. Number two, they have got a semblance of those 32 major marks. And now, also, from Mahayana point of view, there are two
there are two types of self-realizing, okay, self-realizes. Rang gel. Do you know what rang means? Self. Gel means self-conquer or self-realizing. So from Mahayana point of view, there are two kinds of self-realizers. Community or gregarious. Gregarious or community-orientated self-realizers. And solitary self-realizers. Solitary self-realizers, they shun any human community. They isolate themselves away in the wilderness, for example, and meditate, and then you know they make it to the end point. So they are called solitary, individualistic, solitary. And however, the community oriented, gregarious, self-realizers, they live in communities. But when they teach, they never use words. They use psychic powers. That's why they spend 100 eons to get married, so that they have the psychic feet power and so on. So they can teach people, and people through physical gestures, through psychic performance, psychic field performance. And so that's why from Mahayana point of view, they are called Pratigya Buddha, self-realizing Buddhas. But the two schools that we have just, the first two schools, I'm not sure, Geshe-la says, if they would put self-realizers into two categories as Mahayana.
The self-realization Buddha means like he gained that Nirvana without knowing the Buddha's teaching or knowing Buddha's teaching.
Geshe-la anuja rangyege tatajmarwa rangya kanjima kanjima kobongo de jide sangye ke chule tene rangya kobang rangi rangi ta thopjo thodu dubu ore sangye ke chule maden ba thopjo dubu ore som
tadi luni ore
there are two systems, there are two schools of thought about it.
Zanda roja de sabathami chesi gore Sapa Tama Mare, but the Sanji Chula Tanga. Sapa Tami Tse, a gong with that little genet, long Nagin Yanga Sosu Tosawakin, Jeta Mare, and did those individual, long Nagin Tse, Sosu Tin Tosawakin, and this Sapa Tami Tse, Gonam Tami Tse,
Gonam Tami Tse,
Runja Digi, and a Sushi Dawjina, and it to Sanji and it Chin Yene, and Jacob Kumba Toshi. That's how she remembered you, you know. The Ranangi Tirilas was the Droni. Ranangi Ranja said, Digi, Tirunja, Dashi in the Ranjare, Korangi and the Tirilas of the Dejimatos, the Tindian Juniors of the Tindian, very big Gamchi, and he took him so tough. So Zosa named Tag, Nipokor of Takaza Gamji, Gamtojit, and Jebitoko in the Gamni, and Dutch of the Tonga with Giore.
Nice.
It is about Tamitha Remato, Amen. Sanji is only ten.
He says in Yintu Sangye Jinna Tovan Ke. Yintu means Shabakas, middle Buddhas, in the Sangye Jinna, middle Buddhas, the self realizing Buddhas, or self realizing, okay? And Yintu Sangye Jinna Tovan, And Sherpas and the middle Buddhas are born of a Buddha's speech. Are born of Buddha's speech. Now, according to this school, Pratigya Buddhas, when they go through the five paths, path of accumulation, preparation, seeing, meditation, and so on, so they need to gather merits on each of the paths. So, now, let's say they're on the path of meditation, which is the fourth path. The path of meditation is divided into many levels. So, when they are on the last leg, Siva Tamaman's last leg of their existence as ordinary being, as non-arahat being, when they are on the last leg of existence as a non-arahat being, when they are on the last leg of their existence or as non-arahat being, gregarious, gregarious, social middle Buddhas or self-realizers, they do depend on the teaching of the Buddha. They do depend on the teaching of the Buddha for them to reach the end point. But the solitary realizer, solitary realizing Buddha, solitary realizing middle Buddha, they do not depend on the last leg, on the last leg of their existence as a non-arahat being. They go through cremation grounds, charnel grounds, and they would see skeleton, and things like bones and so on. And then they would meditate on the 12 dependent links. The 12 dependent links? Okay. Anyway, they would meditate on the 12 dependent links from ignorance to death and dying. And they would, upon meditation, why these things have happened, and they see the dependent arising nature of ordinary existence, and there and then they reach their end point, which is arahat. But before, Yeshiva says, before they are on the last leg, even the solitary realizers do depend on the teaching of the Buddha for them to grow, for them to develop cognitively.
Is this another 12th meditation part?
Pardon?
12th meditation part?
Say that again?
The
12 dependent arising. 12 links of dependent arising. Yeah, 12 links of dependent arising.
That this one maybe sincere, that called cheating a yomarwa. I could cheating him in the yin, two yens a merit, his a yomar. They made it. That could, that's a very complicated total talk, and this total is in that Ranjik Shiva Mujik.
rāng rāng tāng nā mā nī kā tīpī pācā kā sōngbō yé tā tā nī tēshē tī rī rō rīpā tī rī tōng yō tī tā nī rīpā tī jū kā nī shūng, chēn kā nī shūng tā sēn chēn jī kā rīpā jī nā rī sēn chēn tī kā nī shē wā rī, kā nī shē chō wā rī tī nī kā sēn chī kā hō wī kā tā nī mī tū sō mā bō gām nī tā sē tī rā chā mī kōmbō tō rō rī tī rā chā mī kōmbō tō rī rō chā rā chā mī kōmbō tō rō rī nī tī rā chā mī kōmbō tā yō mā rā chā sī shū rō tī sē rā, sā mī jī rō mā mī rō rō
There's such a statement as which says, "Sangye Jungwan Mena Rajungwan."
Rangja Banjiro. Rangja. 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 Rangja.
So, if there were no Buddha, then, okay, if the statement says, "Sangye Jungwan Mena Rangja Banjiro," that means if there were no Buddhas left, then X, meaning, okay, X would become self-realizes. That means, okay, so this applies to, now, this situation applies to practitioner of the first vehicle, which is hearer's vehicle, Shravaka vehicle. Okay, someone, okay, this is the first vehicle, someone has gone through the Shravaka path of full accumulation, preparation, seeing, and meditation on meditation. So just, okay, if they had enough lifespan left, in other words, if they lived longer, they could make it to end point. But their lifespan runs out. So then they die on the path of meditation. And when they die, the situation is a Buddha in that world was alive. Okay? When they die, the Buddha, whoever is going to be the presiding Buddha, the Buddha would be alive. But when they come back, the Buddha would have gone. The Buddha would have left that particular world, like our Buddha left. Remember, at the age of 81, so that Buddha would have gone. But such a person who came back would reach the end point of Nirvana, but there's no Buddha and there's no one to teach. So how can they do that? So the fact that they were on the path of meditation of the hearers means that their mind is highly developed anyway, except that there's no Buddha to activate, you know, trigger their quick development. But their mind is charged, laden with the deep predispositions of the teaching. So yet, there's no Buddha. What the Geshe-la says, what they do is they wander about. They wander in places, particularly charnel grounds, cremation grounds, and where human bones, remains would be seen. And then they become reflective, naturally. They become reflective and they question, this is a remain of a human person or of an animal for whatever. And this couldn't have come about without cause and conditions. So everything that exists, every life, everything that exists has a cause and effect, cause and condition. So this was a life, it came about due to some causes and conditions. What are the causes? What could have been the conditions? So then they probe into the dependent, the 12 dependent links, and then within that reflection, during this reflection, you know, they reach the end point.
So when they reached the end point, they did it without Buddha. They did it without Buddha. So they would be called self-realized. So before they became self-realized, they were Shravaka beings. But when they made it to the end point without Buddha, they did it by themselves. So a Shravaka person had entered the middle Buddha vehicle.
Yan dinde yungore, pena nye tiki tsonglong dan zhonglong negasin, ta sanji ki tsongde po ti nye, ta sanji ki ta tenpa ya ku zidemi ne, yan tse mendoa chi shi nga tse pi ne, sanji ki tenpa mesa, shidan sanji ki tenpa zomni ni yona yan, koran shi esa di ne te karata, ling tenga, sanji ki tenpa mesa ji lele yana, yan ti sanji ki nima koran tsungu pacha zi seba la teni, ran rangi gam ne, Rajik Lang Shu, Chung Matota, Yintiviti, Lang Yon Rasan, right? As a Temba Major, Yintisa Yomarwa, Yintita, Temon, Rajak Lang Shu, that's a Mutomutan Yasore,
not
Chicksigor.
There is also this situation. Okay, let's say there is a person or there are some people who were on the first two parts, part of accumulation and part of the preparation of a hearer or Shravaka. And so, then they died. You know, their life expectancy came to an end. So they died. So before they died, they had a lot of teaching from the Buddha, from the presiding Buddha. So, when they died, they were reborn again, humans. So, they were reborn in this world, but they would be, the Buddha who gave them teaching was still alive, but they would be reborn somewhere in a very remote area of the world where teaching of the Buddha is completely inaccessible. So, they would be born in a very remote area where Buddha's teachings have never been heard of. But because they have had a lot of teaching, So, because they have had a lot of exposure to the teaching of the Buddha of that time, when they are reborn in a very remote area, then the inner voice of the teaching, you know, the spiritual voice, if you like, speaks, and they activate the teaching, the knowledge of the teaching that they had, and then they can't continue on the Shravaka path. Rather, they meditate by themselves and develop. Because they meditate by themselves and develop, they enter Pratyekaya Buddha, or rather the self-realizes vehicle. But that doesn't mean they would reach the end point of the self-realizes vehicle.
That is impressive. Okay, now we are here. That didn't mean she was in Shirama Wanda, didn't you? She was here. 년티자 라자지 상세 성각이 감지가 따발 채워 제 매래 감지 첫 번째 이제 강구요래 이나야 감빈 제부대 주발라 미유치동인데 찌기 그런 년티기 자체를 공부 더 미유스 찌기 라자 자체를 공부 더 찌기 산지 공부 더 미유스네 이즈동인데 년티들 자체를 공부 더 발라 세상을 소배 드리기 소사나 Yani gancı damı gamni tesen tesen la sohbetin bir sosa ve dacım bir kumbu
to. Teson teson se
mesela sonra bir. Hadi da lürik tamni teçeyin mesela ko dacım bir kumbu to doğru yasak. Da ranja de mi dacım ranja dacım bir kumbu to mi zungo yine. Ranja dacım bir kumbu to balla. Peki ranja dacım bir korona ya garçini to gelsin. Ranja dacım bir to tani senjin genşi dingala ne. Dine kadar lükranla ne sembe sen de peşe gidiyor mu? Revat diye. Tamam. 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 산지 공부 토바디 가리지니 산지 때문에 산지 때문에 산지 공부 토바라 아니 까와 좀에 산다 조사 아티스트 아비 그 네가디 이 가자 소소 있네 롱 롱은 지기 네가 산 소소 조사니 안도와 이제 빅토모 마이다 빅하는 게 와 근데 이따 에 타두기 아니 근데 산지 공부 토인데 산지 그 즈붐데 산지 인스케는 거
즈붐
간이서는 람 타도 람데
남
그냥 건어 너지도 되겠는데 건어 스타치 내 가서 지니 코서 스폰 가서 가서 이시 내토 주비 이제 뭐야 제 초사로 람 런어 내 가서 런어 지히 내 가서 초사바 인자 아니 스폰데 산지 그 제월에 해서
스폰 산지 그 교나
그 제월에 아 근데 제월만도 이제 집어치 좀 얘기도 집어래 제너니
그래서
네, 제반적으로
그래. 네.
아니다. 가서 포토로 냠바이. 내가 모토로 냠바 메테 로노지 히네코 소사 되시라. 다야 산제기 수분을 채워 간지로 그랬으니 인티그 산제기 수분데 두데레 세고래.
제자마에.
아, 제자마에.
제자마 산제기 뭐 두게
되게. 네가 류라 산제기 수분 산제를 해. 그래서는 로노지 히네코 소사는 초이적인 제베를 해.
소사를
해. 일단 손이 다시 제베를 해. 이제 아니 또 되게
사실 나 we can finish the sutras system but before that Geshe-la has this important things to talk about in most case in most areas the first two schools are very similar in terms of the path. In most areas of the path, the nature, object abandon, and the result. In many cases, they are the same. They are the same in that both the first school and this school believes that that what they make, what practitioners of three vehicles meditate on to develop cognitively is selflessness. You know selflessness? Emptiness or selflessness. The theory of shunyata or selflessness. Emptiness. So as for that, both schools believe there is no difference between the practitioners of the three vehicles. Now, this school also believes, like the first school, if you are a person of the first vehicle, you need to work hard for for as long as 3 lifetimes to get a merit, to get a puna or merit, to reach a Shakaraka state of arahat. And then, if you want to be self-realizing arahat, then you need to gather merit for 100 eons, not for 1 eon, for 100 eons. Why do you need so much merit? You need merit to be collected for 100 eons because your aim is that when you become arahat, you would like to look like a Buddha. You know, because of that, they have a semblance of the Buddha. You would look like, you would like to be, you would like to resemble Buddha, even physically. Not only that, you like to teach. When you want to teach, you want to teach in a unique way, without sound, but only through action. That is, through psychic powers and telepathy, maybe. So, if you want to have such a result at the end point, and it is seen that you need to get a merit for 100 eons. So, if you are a bodhisattva vehicle, if you are a person on the bodhisattva vehicle, they say your aim is to become Buddha. Your aim is to become Buddha. For that, they say, you need to gather merits for what is called 3 great countless eons. For 3 great countless eons. Because your aim is to work for, to benefit all beings. So, now, the difference is, according to a sutra system, merits are gathered, okay, on the first, merits are gathered on the first 4 paths of all the 3 vehicles. Merits are gathered on the path of accumulation, preparation, seeing, meditation of the first vehicle, second vehicle, and the bodhisattva vehicle. This wasn't the case with the first school. It wasn't the case at all. And Geshe-la went through that. And not only that, they say the physical body of someone who becomes a Buddha, the body of the Buddha is a Buddha. Why? When asked, they say the body of the Buddha is a result of 3 great countless eons. Whereas the first school, the Vaishakal school, said the body of the Buddha, when somebody becomes a Buddha now with a human body, they believed that body was a truth of suffering, like human body is subject to suffering. It's not different from human body. Therefore, it is an example of the truth of suffering. This school says, no. It is a Buddha itself. Because the mind in that has become Buddha, and the body. And Buddha is necessarily born of accumulation of merits over 3 great countless eons. Yeah.
Sanjay nyangene dese majawa nyangene desu tenwa res. Kai sana Sanjay ge ta gunlo ta jashu le di nebe, nege nega se.
만 청주에 처음 못 봐도 마찬 받지. 일단 처음 못 봐도 재미 있는데 아니 나도 처음 치고 그러면 처음 무슨 아예 치고 그래 집이 다든가 나부터 말해 무슨 거래 양해는 됐을 때 봐. 양해 제가 말해서는 양해는 대발해.
그래서
이게 너무 염하든 양해는 대발해. 너 집에 양해는 됐을 때 봐. 류 나도 다 나도 다 간이 소주기 다 산지를 대화다 미바다 초까지 도와이나 산지 이슨 뒤에도 그래 간이슨 진지도 어디 가리 때는 산지
이슈브레스
다 슈데요레스 소주 다 가자 처음 못 와봐 텐비 텐데 다 그냥 땜을 못 이네 슈데요레스 간이 소가다는 소지 지기도 와서 이게 연구도 와서 빌라
Another important distinction between the two schools. When Buddha died at the age of 81, according to the first school, they believe that Buddha actually died, passed into Nirvana. Why? His body was a human body. It ran out of its lifespan. So that is taken to be a literal, actual death. But this school says, how could Buddha, the body of the Buddha, a result of a three great countless eon marriage, die? And yet Buddha passed away at the age of 81. What did Buddha do? Buddha only stage, it's called stage death. In a stage death, like a drama, just a semblance. It's not actual death. He staged a death. In order to drive home the message that life is impermanent, everybody in the world will die. Look at me, even I die. Did he really die according to the school? No, he didn't die. He couldn't die. A Buddha would never die. And the Buddha only put on a drama of dying in order to teach in a practical way that life is impermanent. But he actually didn't die because people who purify, purify themselves and meditate on the path and pray to the Buddha, they say, there are many cases where people saw Buddha. How could Buddha? The Buddha, they say, is already there. Buddha didn't die.
Eon, how many years were eon?
Eon.
Yeah. How many are
we? 100 years. 100 years. 100 years. 100 years. 100 years.
100 years. 100
years. 100
Kawachik,
Nene jig and gojik chawala gawajik
gawajik.
It's incredibly long. How many years? You know, almost you can count. Almost. Now the how is an eon counted? An eon is counted. This is one eon. And when our world system first evolves. Okay, first evolves, physical world evolves, then the habitat evolves, and beings, okay, evolve, and then that world system, however long it has, it stays. And then, you know, the world does come to an end. That world system comes to an end through the force of the elements. And the world then remains in vacuity. Again, after being in vacuum, as it were, for many years, okay,
it begins to be reformed. That time taken for that cycle is 1 eon.
Is that the same thing as in Sanskrit, the word called kalpa?
That Sanskrit, kalpa, kalpa, sandhichi, kalpa, sandhu. Yes.
다만 이제 이 룰라 까와기 이세 토사바다 까와기 까와나 토사바세
나 그랬어
까와기 세 까와기 세 토사바셨다 까와나 토사바세 니요레 까첸세 까체 도메 산세 까와시로
나레
이 까와기 까와기 세 세디 페나 미치게 한데 좀 롭에 야 차네 맘 테타와이 간도 분인데 야 차네 맘 만지빠디 토사바 소사거든 까와치 소사세거로 까와치 소사세거
제가
스타티 이제 세디 네 전주 전부터는 전주 생시에 있네까지 생자 창단이 아마 미리 전에 소사인지들 그러나 니마치 까와 이세 소사 존으로 왔더니 용구요 아
맞습니다
제가 때리 까와 나 소사 까와 이세 소사가 제가 때리거든
Here, the time taken to get a marriage is marriage I gathered for the entire duration of the eon. For example, let's say, for we said for great. Count three great countless eons, but when somebody gathers the marriage for the first eon, then they do take 1 eon to gather X quantity of marriage. How long did it take? How long does it take for that person? 1 eon from start to finish. But beings like Bodhisattva, beings like Bodhisattva can gather their marriage that would otherwise take an eon for someone in a matter of one instant, in a stroke of one practice. Why? Bodhisattvas, when they gather marriage, they gather married not for their own benefit, not for their own happiness. They gather married solely for the purpose of a vast majority, vast immeasurable number of sentient beings. And they do it truly, wholeheartedly. And because of that, the enormity, the expansiveness of their attitude, has them gather married in one action, in one stroke of action, that in other words would have taken one complete eon for someone wanting to gather married for their own good.
That thing may have been some mangana to you. We tend to show it in all the Jabuji. That we jump tend to show it in Elkadachi. Jacochi tend to show it in Nippon of Days, Jacochi Nippon of the Edward. Nobody may tend to show it in David and Nippon of the Edward. Dinanjit is the word.
And this is similar to if somebody dies because they couldn't cope with a personal problem. Okay, somebody dies. Then let's say they committed suicide, for example. People would feel sorry for him or her, and he wouldn't be heralded as a great death. Whereas if somebody dies for the good of the family and manages really to save family, then although it's loss of his own life, but the death is not entirely without any outcome.
So if somebody dies, let's say, if somebody dies for the good of a country, not going to war, for example, no, but really for the good of the country, and saved the lives of thousands upon thousands of people, then although they died the same death, but the death would be remembered, would be honored. And if somebody died for this world, like, you know, something comes and somebody goes and dies for this world, and then although it's a single death, but that death brought benefit to all beings of this world, so like that.
所以呢,做做这种叫,例如做,切完一次,然后这几个电子,你做算了,对,做卡这算了,家庭不卡这算了,对,刷几的女女嘛,就算了,多少钱,咖喱蒙蒙讲别,但是决定做的决定,咖喱切完一次,他这几个,对,刷几蒙蒙的,咖喱穿,刷刷把东西给咖喱讲了过,这几个切完一次。So
anyway, the point of this, all discussion is, if somebody works for their own good, it's a hard work. You know, how much you get done, it takes much longer, harder struggle. And what you get an outcome for one person. Whereas, if somebody works for the good of for others, for the good of all beings, for example, then a simple act of generosity can gather unimaginable quantity of merit. So it's more accelerating. Whilst what they do would be the same, but the amount of time taken and the merit gathered is vastly different, or are vastly different.
What?
So we finished our sutra system.
Oh, the Maharaj Yogi Maharaja.